Did someone order freedom?
Yes, you did hear that right. Welcome back to another podcast, dear friend. Freedom bells are ringing. I'm your host, Tallina Nagoyan, and I'm here to talk about the good, bad, ugly, and everything there is in between of the lifestyle of the military. Hi guys, and welcome to the third episode of Dear Friend. Isn't that freaking cool? Like, this is my third episode of my podcast. It's so weird. Like, every time I do this podcast, it's so fun to me, and I feel so cool because I'm like, ooh, I have my own podcast. I'm gonna have my own listeners. I have this, like, cool little community I get to just sit down with and talk to once a week, and it's nice for me because I don't get a lot of alone time and I don't have a lot of me time. I have three other roommates and one of them is my boyfriend and we're together 24/7. So it's just really hard to get me time. And when I get to sit down and record this and be by myself and just kind of let my thoughts flow, it's really good for me. It feels good and it's fun and it's like a stress reliever in a sense. I just get to let it all out and kind of have fun with it. So I appreciate everyone who's here and taking the time to listen to me and giving me a purpose to do this. So thank you. And I wanted to start off this week's topic kind of by explaining what it is, because there's no just one word of a topic. This kind of has to do with people's transitions into the military, and kind of like how they change as a person. When you go from being a civilian to being an active duty service member, it's hard because it's two completely different worlds, and your comfort zone is completely shattered. Like, people who they are before the military changes people, and I think everyone knows that. I don't think everyone knows to what extent, but it's crazy. The military changes someone. It changes how they are, who they are, how they think, how they act, how they look at things. Everything, every aspect about them changes because they're working with a mind that has been trained to work a certain way. So I kind of wanted to talk about that transition and sometimes some of the negatives that come with that territory, because I have experience with it with my boyfriend. And I wanted to talk about it because I think a lot of people actually may be dealing with something like this and kind of throwing it under the rug, because I remember when I first started noticing it and thinking about it, I didn't think anything of it, and I kind of just thought it was a phase, or I thought like I was doing something wrong to cause this change in personality. And I wanted to talk about it because it's definitely not you. It's, you know, the change of everything. Joining the military, enlisting into the military, is a huge deal. Like, it is a very selfless and brave act, and it changes you as a person, and those changes need to be seen, and people, like, we need to be aware of it. We need to recognize it. We need to talk about it instead of just throwing this under the rug, because it could be affecting not only the person who is feeling these changes, but everyone that they're around. And so to start off, I wanted to talk about me and my boyfriend and the kind of guy he is and the kind of guy he was, and, you know, that change that happened in him when he enlisted into the Navy. And so when we had first met, he was a mama's boy. I was trying to think of how to say that without kind of throwing him under the bus, but he was like a mama's boy, and like a very sweet mama's boy. He's from Missouri, so he has like Midwest hospitality. It's really charming, obviously, to me. It's really cute. It's like what won me over. He's a super emotional person, and he feels very strongly with all of his heart. Every situation he feels, like, if he, you know, is stressing about something, he's stressing to the max. He feels the anxiety. If something good happened to him, he's like totally overjoyed, like taken on with happiness. And he's just one of those people who really likes to show their emotions and shows their emotions in every stage that he feels them, which is fine. That's totally fine. I love people like that. I wish that I could show my emotions as much as he does, because people like that are easy to communicate with, and they're upfront and they put everything on the table. And that was the kind of guy he was when I first met him. And when I say that he feels his emotions, that was, like, really good in our relationship, because if you're looking at it from the aspect of a relationship, I loved being with someone who communicated well with me about how he felt about everything. I loved being with someone who, you know, showered me with love and affection because he was so happy to be with me. Like, I love that. As a girlfriend, I loved that about him. And I loved the emotions and the feelings that I would get from him and his character. And, you know, everything else goes with the territory. He ended up enlisting in the Navy, and he went to boot camp. We did the whole letter thing, you know, where you can't talk to them while they're at boot camp. You can only send letters. And then when they come back from boot camp after they've graduated, they only have a very limited time of being home. They're home for like 10 days, and then they leave again for 4 months for training, come home for a couple days, leave again for another couple months for training until they figure out where their duty station is and where they will be working. And so throughout all of these training exercises and us not seeing each other, I wasn't able to ever sense a change in him, really, because all we had were mostly phone conversations, and that could be text or over the phone. But either way, when we're only talking for like a limited amount of time a day and we're so far away from each other and we have no physical contact, there was no way for me to notice such a change in his personality, because those few brief minutes that we did have to talk, it lacked any kind of like different personality, any type of change that he was going through, because it was always kind of just us catching up and telling each other we missed each other, and he was kind of telling me what he was doing. There was never any like deep emotional conversation about the way he had been feeling. And so I never caught on. And anyway, he got his duty station and we live together now, and it's been a couple years, and we obviously know how to communicate now. But along the way, I started noticing that he wasn't as open with me as he used to be. The arguments became more frequent, and it was really hard for me to figure out what the arguments were even about. It was almost like he was battling me about demons that he had inside of him, so it was easier for him to just fight me and push me and argue me than to try and figure out what was going on in his head that was causing such a shift in his personality and the way he was feeling. And I always kind of just took it, and I know I would always ask him, is it me? Like, am I doing something wrong? Are you unhappy? Are you unhappy with me? You know, I'm more than okay with him being open and honest with me if he's unhappy. And every time he told me, it wasn't me, it's not me. And I got to the point, which this is what I wanted to bring up. I got to the point where I started feeling like, what is wrong with me? Like, what's wrong with me as a person or as his girlfriend? What am I doing that's not enough, that's causing him to be so angry and so unhappy all the time? And I would just think, like, I cook his dinner, I make his lunch for work, I do our laundry, I clean the house, I do all these things in the hopes that, like, when he comes home from work, he's excited to see me and he greets me with affection and he tells me that he loves me all the ways that he used to do. But it was like day in and day out, he came home in a bad mood. He wouldn't talk to me. He didn't want to eat. It was like he was just so unhappy. And I would sit there and just think, what is wrong with me? Like, what am I doing? And this is why I wanted to bring it up, because for any girlfriends or wives or husbands or friends, if you're out there and you feel like you're doing something wrong because your significant other or your friend or your family member, whatever, kind of has been giving you the cold shoulder and they're in the military, It's not always about you. I want you to know that it's not, it's 9 times out of 10 not gonna be you. And I don't want any of you guys sitting there thinking, what's wrong with me? What do I need to change? Like, why doesn't he love me? Why doesn't she want to be with me? Or this or that? Because it's not you. And I don't want anyone to feel like it's them, because I felt like it was me. And that was the first time ever that I belittled myself. And I just thought, like, I'm not good enough anymore. And I don't deserve to be with someone who's better than me, that I can't bring happiness to, that I can't bring joy to. And that is the worst feeling in the world. And I don't want any of you to feel like it's you, because odds are it's not. And to continue on with the story, with my boyfriend and I, it continued. I let it go on for months. It had to be like 5 or 6 months before I finally just said, you know, what is going on? Why are you unhappy? What am I doing? I do this for you. I do that for you. You know, I do everything I possibly can to make sure you come home and you don't have stress and you have food made and the room's clean and this and that. Like, what else could I do that could make you happier? And it wasn't until the conversation got deeper and deeper and we really started fighting each other that we were both kind of like, I took a step back, he took a step back, and I knew I was bringing everything to the table. I was 120% in, like I had always been. And at this point, it's not me. Whatever's going on is inside of him. And we dug a little deeper and we dug a little deeper. And it came out. All of the BS that he deals with at work, all of the politics involved at work, all of the degrading involved at work, it takes such a toll on him that he can't get away from it. He can't leave work at work. He can't come home with a fresh and clear mind. He brings his work home every single day. And every single day, the stress and the bitterness and the regret just, it adds up and it adds up. And when you're coming home with that feeling every day, you start to think, why am I doing this? What am I doing with my life? Why am I not good enough to do something better? Why am I stuck? Why am I settling? And I really think those are the kind of thoughts that he had. And to come home thinking that every single day, you know, what could really bring you out of that? You come home, but you know you're going to lay down, go to sleep, wake up, and go right back to it. So little by little, I could start to understand the change in his personality, in his, you know, just his own mental health. It was like he was stuck at work and he was stuck with all the negativity that work brought, and that really, it took a toll on him. Everything was changing and he was being quiet about it, and I wasn't asking enough questions, and we let it go on for too long to where it affected our relationship in such a negative way that we had to have this huge falling out to figure out what we were even fighting about. And I wanted to have this conversation with you guys because I think it's important, whether you're in a relationship or you're friends with or you know somebody in the military who seems like they're a little bit off or seems like they're a little bit unhappy, check on them. Please check on them and know that if they're giving you the cold shoulder, it isn't you. There's a lot more going on in life than, you know, one or two bad things that you can think of that might have someone give you the cold shoulder. It's not you, and there's nothing wrong with you. You know, sometimes it's them, and it's okay to admit, hey, it's me. Like, I'm a little messed up in the head right now, and I need to get my head in the right place. People like to take it out on others when they can't take it out on themselves, or they can't take it out on the people they want to take it out on. And it's okay. It's forgivable. It's definitely okay. But we just need to learn how to better communicate that so that we don't put ourselves in situations like these and we don't become vulnerable to these kinds of things. Everyone's vulnerable to it. That's why we have to be communicative and we need to be open and honest and we just need everyone to know that things like that are okay. It's okay to have these feelings and to talk about it. It doesn't make you less of a man, or it doesn't make you weak. It makes you strong to talk about things that make you happy and things that don't. And I just want everyone to know that and be okay with that. So anyway, if you guys listened to that long rant, I hope it helped you in some kind of way or gave you some kind of insight. And if it didn't, next week there might be a topic that will, or if you're just interested in hearing my voice again, please join back in next week for my podcast, Dear Friend. It will be up and out, new topic, possibly a guest, we'll see. I'm still working on it, but might be a little surprise for you guys when you tune in, and I hope that you guys do. Alrighty, friends, thanks for joining back into another episode of Dear Friend. Don't forget to tune in next week for next week's show, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes.